I don't know how many years. I think I started University Showcase 13 years ago, and I did it because I wanted to do 13 years of radio with Mark Elliott. So here you are back again, the AD at Trevecca. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Greg. Hey, it actually started way before that, in a sense, when we're back in the old Vanderbilt days. I was thinking about this a minute ago. We've known each other, like, a really long time.
Yeah, I know. We're old. Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Yeah. How you doing, man? You all right?
We're doing good. Yeah. I am. We are. A great day. Going to have some softball, baseball games today. Yeah, life's good at Trevecca.
Yeah, and the Swan song, the tour around the Great Midwest Athletic Conference, and now, but going forward, certainly, but there's got to be a little bit for you because, I mean, you're the one that helped build that conference from scratch. There's got to be some emotions there.
No doubt. It was not without some fear and trepidation that we were going to leave the GMAC because, like you said, we started this. We went out and formed this conference when there was a moratorium on conferences 12 years ago and of starting new conferences. And so when they gave us the green light to go ahead and do this, you know, we were looking around for, you know, mostly private faith-based schools with the same type of tuition, the same type of enrollment. So we've been comfortable there for a good while, right? It's like you're in a neighborhood that you've lived in for a long time, and now all of a sudden you're trying to grow, you're trying to expand, you're trying to create a new aura for yourself and for your school. And so we made this move to the Gulf South, which fits us geographically, but not every school is like us now. So we're going into a public-private split. We're going into into a league that's got schools that have significantly more enrollment and unique tuition costs and things like that that doesn't make us exactly like everybody else. So yeah, this is hard, but it's a great move. I'm glad we're going to do it. I think our constituents, our athletes and coaches certainly are appreciative of the move and looking forward to it.
Well, and you just look at the natural rivalries, and I know you want to get, you know, through this year and everything, but you just, you know, you draw a map from Huntsville to Memphis to Cleveland. I mean, here and where, north or south, but you go, I think, are you, will you be the northernmost team in the Gulf South?
Basically, yes. If you look at the map, you know, yeah. Union could be possibly, just as north as we are. But at the same time, we're the far north side of that circle, if you put a circle around everybody, for sure.
How did it all come about? Walk me through the because, you know, we're going to talk about the here and now, but certainly where you are in the movement to the Gulf South, which makes so much sense for one thing, you know, if I want to go see you play, I can jump in a car and see it. Right.
Very true. You know, here's probably the two biggest things. Number one, we were getting killed financially with all the travel going to Cleveland, Ohio, and halfway up the state of Michigan. Right. So that's a very difficult thing as a budget manager. We were just getting killed with that. And I could go into story after story about how schools in the middle of the hub of the wheel of our conference, any conference, has such a distinct advantage when it comes to finances with regards to travel, what they can do with their budgets as opposed to what we can do. Just a quick example, like if we have two games that we have to play in Canton, Ohio against Malone University and Walsh University, we can't come home. There's an awful lot of other schools that can go there and play on a Thursday, come back, spend the night in their beds, go to class the next day, get up and almost on a bicycle drive up to those schools. We can't. And so financially, it was that was the biggest impetus for us making a move. The second one, though, Greg, was equally as important, is the district that we are, that encompasses what Trevecca is the Southeast. We're the Southeast representative for the Nazarene Church. And so our constituents come from the Southeast. So here we are going into the Midwest and going north, and you know, now that we go to West Alabama to play against them, there'll be churches, there'll be people, there'll be alumni, there'll be the base of Trevecca will be there in the Southeast. Not to mention a lot of it nicer to go south as opposed to north in the winter, right? So the two big things were, in my opinion, was geography / finances. And then the second thing was our district that we represent.
Trevecca Athletics Director Mark Wilson with us. Mark, being the Division II school in this market that's just exploding. I mean, it's crazy, right? What's going on here in our city? Where is that? Where does the fit for Gevecka and all the things that are happening, and being that Division II place where local student athletes can go?
Well, you hit it nail on the head. You know, with the growth of Nashville, there is a place for us in Division II. And to be quite honest, you and I have seen this. High school sports, Division III, Division II sports may be the last bastion of true amateur athletics, right? You know, we can go all day on about the transfer portal and the NILs and things like that. And, you know, amateur athletics is kind of a dying breed. But we think it's might be the truest sense of what athletics should be. It should be, you know, a complement to your scholastic growth, right? And so we feel like we can brand this. Hey, we are the Division II school in Middle Tennessee. We are the Division II school in Nashville. And if you want to support an athletic department, amateur athletes, support Gevecka. And I think that's something that we can really build on. And that's, you know, everybody's got to change. Everybody's got to grow. And that's exactly what we're looking at right now. We're taking some steps to try to change who we are and how we go about doing our business. And that's the branding that we're going to have to take on, is we are the Division II school in Nashville.
Let's talk about facilities. Where are we with that? That's always, as an AD, that's on your top of your list, you know, facilities.
You know, it is. Some of the personal change that I'm going to have to go through is to be more involved with the fundraising side of things to get facilities. In a Division II school, Greg, we have to be enrollment drivers, right? That's not the only thing that we are, but that is a very, very key part of what we have to do within the structure of our university. We have to be an enrollment driver, and we simply cannot grow. We've maxed out our facilities, in other words. We've maxed out what we can do with bringing enrollment, additional enrollment to the university with the facilities that we have. And so the next step is we have to expand. We have to go raise the money to build a new gym, to give us additional court space, so that the 8 programs we have competing for the 1 basketball floor we've got on the campus we don't have enough. We have to expand that. And if we want to grow at all, facilities is a big thing. Now, the facilities that we have are fine in some ways, but if we want to be that Division II school in Nashville that is a destination for people who want to continue their athletic careers, we have to compete with other schools who are building facilities, and that's what we have to take a serious look at right now. So a new gym project, obviously new locker rooms, and then all the auxiliary things of strength training, athletic training or sports medicine, those things have to be addressed.
Just tell Greg Ruff, we'll just call it the Greg Ruff Center, and tell him to write a check, you know?
Write a check?
Yeah.
You know, there are so many people that want to invest in projects that they can be compelled to support. And we just think it's a really good one. We just got to get our message out there. If somebody wants to support what we think is one of the last bastions of amateur athletics, we need to get our message out there. There are a lot of people that want to invest in that, and we feel like we're a worthy candidate for that investment.
You know, when it was announced you were moving to the Gulf South, you know the first thing that came into my mind, don't you?
I'm going to say that.
I'm just looking at the Gulf South Conference right now, and I dropped down sports, and then I hit football. Oh, you knew you were going to get that. I cannot let you go one more time. You know, I may be hit by a satellite falling from the sky. I got to ask you about football because you get it all the time, don't you?
Yeah. We do. Infrastructure that it would take to do that is a future consideration, right? The infrastructure to create a football program, hey, go ask Cumberland, go ask Vanderbilt, go ask other schools, Tennessee State, who have football. We don't have the infrastructure to take care of that. Dorm space, cafeteria space, classroom space, not to mention the weight room and the football facility stuff that you have to have in order to do that. So if it's already on your campus, creating a football program is not that, it's a huge undertaking, but it's not nearly as huge as would it be for us. So is it a future consideration? Absolutely. Is it something that we're going to do now? No, we've got a lot of things to do before we can get to that measure.
Well, Mark, it's March 23rd. I hadn't asked you a single time in 2024 about it, so I thought I would.
I can always expect you to do that. Nah. No, I thought, it's a great question, though. It really is.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it's good, especially now with your conference alignment.
No doubt. No doubt. And, you know, if we want to grow again, it's an enrollment driver. Hey, you want to get 100 extra males in your campus? Start football. But it's expensive, right? It's expensive.
Appreciate you, Mark.
Always, Greg. Hey, you've done a great job of keeping us relevant and keeping us on the sort of the, at least the back burner, if not the front burner of sports in Nashville, and we appreciate it.
Well, it's easy. I believe in what you guys are doing. So thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. All right, Greg.
Mark Elliott, the athletics director over at Trevec.